What is up? What is up? What is up, everyone? Everyone, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Real Talk Monday. You all. I got my girl, I got my sister, Miss Tevis, Coach Tevis, on here with me. How you doing, sis?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Y'all, we about to start this show off. If you've seen the flyer, you know that we got a good topic in store for you all tonight. So let's go. But y'all know how we start off Real Talk Monday. We always start it off with a little bit of the theme song. As the theme song is playing, like, said, tag, tell somebody, tell everybody that Real Talk Monday is on. Let's go.
What is up? What is up? What is up? Everyone, everyone, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Real Talk Monday.
All right. You all, before we go into, we're going to go into prayer, but before we get into this topic tonight, we're going to share with you all a clip that is going to kind of give y'all a little segue into what we're talking about on tonight. But first off, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you have done and all that you are continuing to do for us in our life. We'd ask you to bless this soul. Get myself and get Tevis out of the way so that your name gets the glory, your name gets the honor, and your name gets the praise. Let your name be lifted up so that men see all of you in us and not us. These are many blessings in your son Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. But before we get too far into this conversation tonight, we want to share this video that Coach Tevis found on Instagram, and I think it suits just what we're talking about very well.
Steve Harvey, ever since you told women to act like a lady and think like a man, I've been seeing more women take their own trash out. Reposting Justin LaBoy and how they don't need a man, but got their cash up in the bio asking for a handout. I mean, you say you want a man, but you ain't doing nothing to stand out. Remember, Gina still got married to Martin. Y'all rather take the Tommy and Pam route. I mean, you say you want a man, but you just want an enabler that's going to tell you you're right in every situation. You want a traditional man to pay your traditional rent, but you got a modern day attitude in a modern generation. It don't work like that. And half the men you talk to ain't got jobs and don't work like that. I mean, you say you want a provider, but all you got to bring to the table is baggage, and it's okay as long as it's a Birkin bag. Talking about how with the right man, you naturally going to submit. Man, you got a reality TV show attitude. Ain't no man gonna deal with that shit. But I guess Derek Jackson told you your worth. You held on to every word when he spoke on your hurt. Every post he made, you reposted it first. I don't know what's worse, him cheating on his wife or you following him after he praised her, then he made her feel insecure. But I guess Kevin Samuels can't be taken seriously. I mean, how you want a high value man when your value is low spiritually? I mean, I guess the ace in the metaphor is a man telling you right because that's the only time you listening. I mean, you say you want a man, but you bash men every time men are being mentioned.
Oof. There's so much truth in that video. My goodness, so much truth. We want y'all to be interactive with us tonight because this is going to be one of those controversial conversations that Real Talk Monday is not afraid to have. So, Tevis, I'm going to let you kick this off tonight.
Okay. As always, you guys know these are our perspectives, our views. This is kind of how we think or feel, or this is knowledge that we want to gain from others' perspectives and views. These are our experiences tried and true in most cases. So just know that we're all here to learn, grow, and empower each other. It's okay to not agree. We can always have healthy disagreements and keep pushing, right? So I hope everybody chimes in and ask questions. And like James said, let's get into it. So the topic is alpha man versus alpha woman. Can they become one, right? So my first question is, what does alpha mean? So we all know that there's a biblical term, right? And then we have our own perception. So instead of me doing what I usually do first and read the definition, James, tell me what you think about when you think alpha. What do you think? What does alpha mean to you?
Alpha, when you hear the word alpha, the first thing you think of is in charge. You think of one that knows what they want. You think of one that is not afraid to take leadership, is not going to take no mess, but they know how to be submissive when it's the right person. The white person is going to bring God submissive out to them, out of them. They are out here ready to get what they need to get. They're going to do it by any means necessary, and they're not going to take no for an answer.
That's right. Okay. When I think about alpha, honestly, the first thing that comes to my head is the beginning and the end, right?
That part.
But I also think about... a strong person, a controlling person, a boss type attitude, and almost a dictator, right? That's what I think when I think of alpha, right? So when I looked it up, I read that alpha refers to a dominant person or their behavior, especially concerning socially aggressive hyper-masculine men. Alpha is also used to describe someone strong and who likes to oversee others. So when I was reading a lot of the terms, it spoke mostly of men, right? It didn't really say women unless I typed in what is an alpha woman, right? So as I'm reading comments, James, right now, Sugar Honey Iced Tea.
Yep.
The head of the house, the one who makes the decisions, calls the shots, right? Hey, Daisha. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Daisha. Hey, Stephanie. Hey, y'all.
So yes, that's what we think, right? So now that we kind of have, you know, this wide of what alpha means, I think we're kind of all on the same page of that. My next question was, what is an alpha man? James, what is an alpha man to you?
You want the definition or what I feel like an alpha man
is? Tell me your perspective first.
My perspective, alpha man. In a relationship, alpha man is somebody that is going to take control of his household. He's going to make sure that his woman is very well taken care of emotionally, physically, spiritually. He's going to take leadership. He's going to make sure that his woman is not going to want for anything. Mm-hmm. As an alpha male, he's going to be the one that is going to protect the household. He's going to be the one that is like that lion, the male lion that protects the female and the cubs. He's going to make sure no harm or danger comes to him. He's going to make sure that any danger that comes, he's going to be on that front line, ready to battle and ready to take on and take leadership over that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that build that an alpha man is, as well as one that's going to lead his family, not only the way that he wants them to go, but most importantly, the way that God wants them to go.
Okay. Okay.
Answer a question that was asked, are you an alpha man? I definitely feel like I am. One that is going to lead my family in the way that God would have us to go. Mm-hmm. One that is going to protect my family by any means necessary. Ain't no, as long as I'm breathing, ain't no hurt, harm, or danger going to come to my family as long as I can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. As I've matured, my perspective has changed, but my truth is prior to maturity, which has been some years, a lot of years, actually, whenever I would hear alpha man, I would always think of everything that we describe, and not so much in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. I think of the whole submissive part, which we will get to shortly. But I think about how he's got to be demanding and controlling and sometimes emotionally and physically abusive, and he has to have the last word, and he's domineering, and you know, that was my perception, you know, as I you know, was growing up. As I've matured, an alpha man doesn't have to be all of those things, right? He can lead his family, he can guide, he can support, he can love, he can nurture, he can what is the three P's? Provide, protect, and it's another one. Provide, protect, and there's another P word. I think it's three P's. I can't think of it right now. But he can do all of those things without being domineering.
Would the third one be pray?
It might be. I want to say either that or peace. I can't remember which one.
Either one of them would work.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But he can be supportive and loving and nurturing and not domineering, right? He doesn't have to be that. So when I was reading, you know, up on the different things about an alpha man, professionally as well as in a relationship, it said the most successful and powerful male in any group, a strong and successful man who likes to oversee others. An alpha male is a man who is highly intelligent, confident, and successful. Mm-hmm. Alpha males are generally considered great leaders and prefer to be in positions of power. Common traits alpha males possess include being in a position of power, being comfortable with high levels of responsibilities. Alpha males are the leaders in their relationships. They aren't controlling, but they are very open about what they want, and they don't wait for a potential mate to approach them. That doesn't mean his partner can't be in control of her own life. He often likes when she is. So what that last part says is that typically an alpha man doesn't want a woman that's extremely clingy, but a woman that can be independent and stand on their own, right? So that was my definition. Did you have a definition that was different from that?
Hold on. I think each was the three P's you was looking up for.
Profess, provide, protect. That is correct. That is correct. Hey, Dana. Hey, Jethro. That's correct.
The definition for alpha male?
Yes.
An alpha male is a man who is highly intelligent, confident, and successful. Alpha males are considered great leaders and providers, like we already said, to be in positions of power. Common traits of alpha males includes being in protection in a position of power. Mm-hmm. So pretty much same thing you have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So you want to highlight what Jethro said?
Oh, definitely.
In my opinion, there is no such thing as an alpha man or woman in a relationship. We lead in the areas that we are strong in, and we let our partner lead in the areas where we are weak or they are stronger. I like that. I like that. I agree with that completely. Yes, I agree with that. So we're gonna talk about this alpha female, and then we're gonna circle back around to what I have a response to Jethro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell me what you feel like an alpha female is, James. This is where it's getting ready to get interesting. So what is an alpha female to you, James?
When I typically hear the word alpha female, before I have ran into some alpha females, the typical response that I would get when I hear the alpha female was, the first thing I should think about is diva, one that is going to be about her own, is going to want to be the man in the relationship, is not going to allow the man to be a man, is going to try to downgrade the man and what he has to provide and what he is bringing to the table if he isn't bringing as much money as she is bringing to the table, is going to make him feel less than. And that's what I typically thought of when I heard alpha female. But now that I have ran across some sisters that are literally alpha females, I have learned that alpha females are really not ones that don't want a man. They are one that are not going to just settle for any type of man. They know what they are bringing to the table. They know what they're bringing to the table. They know their worth and their size and tax on top of that. They know their worth and their size and tax. So if you're going to come to the table with them, you got to come to the table with more than a good morning, beautiful type text. You're going to have to come to the table with a plan for them and to understand what they are needing and help them understand how you can help take them to the next level. An alpha female is not only going to be one that is going to help you, but it's going to be one that's going to pray for you and push you to your next level. They're not going to let you settle for mediocrity. So that's what I have found out that an alpha female is. And according to my sister, Sugar Honey Iced Tea, I ain't the only one that thought that's what an alpha female was originally. Because that's what society has made us believe that an alpha female is. They made us believe that an alpha female is one that doesn't want a man and doesn't need a man because she's trying to be her own man.
Yeah.
But that's the day and time that we're living in.
Yeah, no, that's real. Because, my person, when we were having this conversation last night, and he said that he feels like the whole alpha thing came into play when women started working and wanted to move up in the in the workplace, right? And wanted to be noticed for their job well done or the work that they've been doing. And so that's kind of when he felt like this whole alpha female thing came into play. So you know, back in the day, not even back in the day, a lot of times still currently, when a man meets a woman that is strong, that is an alpha female, or that is holds masculine characteristics, and I'm not talking about physical, I'm talking about mentally, emotionally, maybe spiritually, it's almost like they get intimidated by that. They're inferior by that, right? And as I was reading on about alpha females and thinking of myself, which again, I never thought of myself as an alpha female or a woman that holds masculine characteristics or any of that. I never thought of myself like that. I've always thought of myself, I know that I'm a strong woman. I know that because I come from strong women, right? And my father, you know, always assured me of my strength. You know, my mom always assured me of my strength. So that's just who I am, right? And it's never been to a point where I felt like I wanted to do everything a man wants to do or needs to do. No, right? I've been in this world long enough, single mom for 15, almost 16 years. I want a helpmate, right? I want someone that can complement whatever I'm doing in our home or lead our household or make decisions in his strength and not me always do it, right? So I do think that sometimes men, some men, are intimidated by a woman of strength, right? Because of whatever reason. But I think when you can get past a woman's strength and understand why she's strong and where it comes from, you better understand who she is. And as a man, you can compliment or support or nurture that part of her. A woman, a strong woman, is not going to show her soft side to you until she feels that she can trust you, until she feels that you're not going to hold it her strength against her, and let until she realizes that you're not going to fight her back in areas where all you really need to do is say, babe, I'm not trying to fight you. When you can nurture her and show your soft side to her, she will fall back much easier, right? I've learned that in my current situation. I'm 45, right? And I've dated, like, not serious, some serious. And I have dated alpha men who have been intimidated by my strength. But to me, when a man is intimidated by my strength, they're weak. And I'm sorry to say that. They're weak because they feel like I'm supposed to water myself down to almost bow down to them because they're a man or because they're choosing to pay for everything. But I didn't ask you to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I think when we think about, when men think about alpha women or masculine women or women being too strong, they immediately think it's a woman that's trying to be a man. But like that quote said, that I posted, the other day, it said, oh, I got this screen done popped up on my thing, y'all. Okay. Oh, James, did I lose you?
I'm here.
Okay. The screen went away. Sorry. The quote said, I'm going to get to it really quick.
You talking about the one that you sent me?
Yes.
Hold on. I can go to it real quick. So I got my phone right here.
It's in black. It was by Dr. Black.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Black women have become more masculine out of necessity, not desire. Right? Black women have become more masculine out of necessity, not desire. To me, that says a lot of us that have been, that are in situations where we've had to take care of everything. I take care of my home. I take care of my child. I run the errands. I teach, preach, pray, discipline, you know, cut the grass, you know, have to figure out how I'm getting my air conditioner fixed. You know, I have to spray for bugs, like take out the garbage, you know, whatever those lines are that people want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, that a man should do, or a woman should do. But we're not always the reason we are in these situations, right? So I kind of agree with his quote. So I was long-winded there. What the definition said, an alpha female is a powerful and successful woman, often in a leadership role. Alpha females are often described as intimidating by men and women alike. A woman who has embraced her leadership ambitions. She is talented, highly motivated, and self-confident. Female alphas embrace their confidence, and this helps them lead others. Alpha females are in relationships. Alpha females are dependable. After expressing what they want in a relationship, they listen to you and keep to it. They value their morals and principles, so they won't break any of their promises. They are committed and loyal to their partners. They support their loved ones and will go to any length for them. So an alpha woman isn't always bad, right? It's not always a bad thing. So that's right. Kind of my spiel. I think we probably should go to some of these questions, James.
No, definitely. Definitely.
There's a lot of them. Let's go back to Jethro because really quick, because that was a, I kind of wanted to piggyback on that one. In my opinion, there is no such thing as an alpha man or woman in a relationship. We lead in the areas that we are strong in, and we let our partner lead in the areas where we are weak or they are stronger. I agree with that. You know, in a relationship, there are going to be someone may have strengths in an area, and why would the person that don't have strengths in that area make the final decision? Y'all discuss it, y'all communicate, y'all agree, and then that's the decision you all come up with, right? There doesn't have to be an alpha man or an alpha woman. I think when it clashes is when you don't communicate and when you don't listen and hear each other. That's when, and when one feels like they got to have control all the time of everything, if that makes sense. So that's my thought on what he said. Did you have anything on that?
With what he said, I definitely agree. And there is no such thing as it. Now, in a good relationship, there's no such thing as an alpha female or an alpha male. We both lead in the areas that we're strong in. But in a controlling relationship, there is a such thing as it, because at the end of the day, you're going to have that time where the woman feels like, or the man feels like, you know what, you ain't pulling up your half of the rent, you ain't pulling up your half of the rate, so now I'm going to treat you as less than what you are. And a lot of times they do it in front of the kids as well. And that's teaching the kids on how to treat or how to act in relationships as well.
That's right.
And there was something that you said about the alpha female. In all honesty, I really believe that the alpha female got a bad rep when Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man came out and Taraji P. Henson played the alpha female. At that point, that is when everybody and their mama started putting all the alpha females in that category. But there are some alpha females that are just like.
There are. I agree. Like, there are.
Now, hold on. I agree with this.
James, you breaking up a little bit.
Oh crap! Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
All right. When Lil Webby came out with that.
Oh, you breaking up again?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I forgot about this. When he came out with Independent. I forgot about that.
That's a good one. The three P's I was talking about: profess, provide, protect. That's correct. Let's go to Maisha Whitney. She said, the man is the head. The man is the head, and we as women are to stand beside, support, encourage, etc. We lead the home and ensure it's a thriving and nurturing environment for our families. However, society must accept that many women were raised in an environment that makes us take a certain characteristics because it's a must. So I think when we get into this conversation, my issue, we get into the modern day and the traditional woman. And James, we was kind of speaking on that prior to the show, but we also had spoke on it in another episode as well. I think that what do people say? We have modern day women who want has modern day ways, but still want some of the traditional ways as well. And can we have both? I think that we can to an extent, but I also think is what works for you and your partner, right? I think that putting, you know, because I'm working and out here sweating just like he is, no matter what the job role or title is, we both working, right? And I hate to say this, but I'm probably gonna cook on Sunday and we're gonna eat on it on Sunday and Monday. We're gonna cook on Tuesday. We might eat on it on Tuesday and Wednesday. So you probably ain't gonna have no fresh meal every day. I can get out and cut the grass if you're traveling and can't, but I don't expect, I'm not gonna just sit and wait for you to get home before the grass gets cut if you're gonna be gone for 2 weeks. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you see the dishes need to be washed, go wash the dishes. Now, do you wanna pay all the bills? Sure, you can, of course. But what we're going to use, we can use my money for vacation, for life insurance, for savings, for whatever, right? So I'm going to always contribute. So I really think that, you know, you used to hear people say the barefoot pregnant thing. That ain't how I move, right? I used to say, because my mom used to say that she wished that she could have been a housewife. And I would look at her like, what, girl, please. And I felt that way because I didn't want a man to feel like he could control me and tell me what to do, right? I had a man that we weren't committed, but we had been seeing each other for a few months. And he looked at me and said, well, I feel like if I'm paying for everything, then you should do what I want you to do when I want you to do it.
Wait, he said what?
Since I'm paying for everything, I feel like you should do what I want you to do when I want you to do it.
How long did that man last after he made that statement?
A few months. And at that moment, we was at a restaurant and I got up and left him sitting at that table.
I figured that. Because
I'm like, I ain't asked you to pay for nothing, number one. Number two, just because you're choosing to pay for stuff doesn't mean that I am getting ready to be your slave or your maid, right? Like, I work just like you do. So I think that, but he grew up in a different family dynamic than I did. And I didn't see that. My parents pulled together on everything, cooking, cleaning. Yeah, daddy does the yard work and mama does most of the housework, but still the cooking and cleaning, washing clothes, you know, like there was certain things that they still, mama take out the garbage if she has to, you know, I mean, out of the house into the dumpster. But, you know, like, it's, you know, I didn't see where the woman just was like Edith Bunker, as I used to hear my grandmama say. I didn't see the women like that in my family. You know what I'm saying? Again, I just feel like it's the dynamic of the family. I don't know. What do you think about what Maisha said?
I feel like for each their own, whatever works in your relationship is what works in your relationship. Mm-hmm. But what we got to understand is every relationship is different. That's why we always say when we come on, these are our opinions. Mm-hmm. These does not make facts. And another thing that we got to realize is, another thing that we really have to pay attention to and realize is, society has played a role in, as we said previously, creating these alpha females, especially Hollywood.
Yes, yes.
When you turn on the TV, a lot of times nowadays, when they show, especially our African American women, they show them as alpha females.
Strong and angry and mad, right? And just saying that, read what Martin Crystal said. Society equates alpha women with masculinity. Society equates alpha women with masculinity. But interestingly enough, peer-reviewed studies show that alpha women and non-alpha women score the exact same for the measure of feminine traits.
Thanks.
There you have it, right? There you have it. You know, just because a woman has a certain manner of strength than another woman doesn't mean that that strong woman does not have the same nurturing, loving ways, right? My person said, he can poke the bear sometimes on different topics that we talked about, especially at the beginning. So he saw, as I call it, my passion side early on about certain things, right, pertaining to women. But once he got past that and saw my loving and my nurturing ways, you know, he was just like, I see it. You know, I see it. It's good. If people don't get past that, you know, it may scare them away, right? But also on the flip side, you know, I think the one guy that I had told you about that made that comment, he said to me one time, I know you're a boss at your job, but when you come home, do you know how to take that boss hat off? I want it off. I want it off as soon as I leave my job, right? I don't want to feel like I have to come home and just be the boss all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to come home and just be able to be mom or wife or girlfriend or whatever, fiance or whatever the case may be, right? So I think it's a matter, but for men and women, learning when to turn it off. You know what I'm saying? Learning how to turn it off. So yeah.
And yeah. See, that's where a lot of people don't know how to do. Just because you're a boss on your job, they want to come home and bring that same energy home. Mm-hmm. And people like that is what's giving the alpha females really a bad name. Because nowadays, when a man hears you are an alpha female, we automatically think of what your person said. Mm-hmm. Angry, vindictive, mm-hmm. quick to start a fight, mm-hmm. want to be the man in the relationship, and mm-hmm. he's going to downgrade me. Exactly. Like Sugar Honey Ice Tea said, they run.
Exactly. Yeah. And I want to know what Sugar Honey Ice Tea meant when she said starting with the black house while being separated. If she can elaborate on that, that would be great. Stephanie Carroll, she said, I was very masculine in my past relationships. I have a completely different frame of mind now. I want to be submissive and soft. It's much easier that way, I think. You can be submissive and soft while still being very strong and no nonsense. Just walking away from something unhealthy is great strength. I agree 100%. And that's what led me to say in my past relationships, I felt I had to be a different type of strong with those men because I didn't feel valued, probably because I didn't feel loved and respected, right? Probably because I was afraid to show my soft side because I felt like they were going to take advantage or take me for granted, right? So I think that when a man creates that safe space, that soft space, that space where you feel like you can be your vulnerable self and be okay apologizing or acknowledging when you're wrong, then it makes it easier for a woman to be submissive and a woman to be soft. It's taken me, I mean, I ain't been dating 45 years, but it's taken me 20 years to really, outside of my college relationship, he was a wonderful man. But outside of that, it's taken me this long to really get back to that self. I mean, people in high school talked about how strong I was and how, you know, they would maybe flirt with my friends or kind of go after my friends because they could tell that there was a personality difference or a strength difference. You know what I'm saying? And 20 years later, and I talk to these guys, oh, I had a crush on you in college, but you seem like you was mean, or you seem like you ain't play, or we knew we couldn't get none. Oh, you was probably right about all that, you know, but they didn't even approach me because of a strength that just came out of me naturally. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad they didn't, because they probably right about everything they said. They wouldn't gonna get nowhere with me. I think that creating a safe space, a man's job is to create a safe space for that woman to be okay with being vulnerable. To me, that's my perspective on it. Okay. I mean, it goes deeper than that. The black household being separated started the woman being masculine, our black men going in and out of jail. Oh yeah. So we have to become, and I thought that's probably where you was going. That is a whole different conversation, because from the housing projects, from the jails, from slavery, from incest, yes, there is so many reasons why we are made independent and having to carry those masculine traits. A lot of people don't realize that the housing authority doesn't let men live with the women if they're not married. right? Even if they have children by the women, a man can't always live there. It's not just if they have a have charges, but it's set up like that. It's been set up like that since they came into existence. What is that? That's keeping the black man separated from the wife, right? Or from the woman. So yes, that is a whole another conversation that may be a good topic. We'll have to talk about it another time. So yes, you're right.
Yeah, and it's a sad situation.
Yeah, it is. It is. Maisha said, I'm what society calls an alpha female, but I consider myself a woman who is confident in myself. I don't have to be what society has said I should be. I will do what's best for me and mine. When led by a man, any woman will become the woman she needs to be for herself and family. I agree. I agree 100%. I do. Andrea said you have to find balance and what works for your relationship. I agree. Stephanie Curl said, I think a lot of women, especially black women, can relate to being masculine in our relationships. You really have to shift your mindset and realize it's okay to let a man lead in the relationship. Sit back and just be a woman. Be feminine, be cared for, and pursued. But if you weren't exposed to that, you'll have to do some real soul searching as a woman. Yeah, I agree, but I definitely agree that it's a man's job to make a woman feel safe, feel like he can trust, she can trust, and be vulnerable with him, especially now. You have to find a healthy balance on what works for you. I'm with if you want to pay the bills, but I also want to make sure we all straight facts. Kevin Goldie McKinney said, a modern individual wanting selective tradition when it benefits them and not the relationship is the issue. I agree. It can't be a turn on, turn off thing. Again, this leads to communication. Communication means a lot. What do you think about that? Do you see that one, James? A modern individual wanting selective tradition when it benefits them and not the relationship is the issue?
Definitely. I see that, and I agree 1,000%. It is a thing of where, like we just said, communication is where that comes in. You gotta have those tough conversations. Mm-hmm. Let's be all the way real, you all. Every conversation ain't gonna be those cookie cutter fun conversations. Mm-hmm. You gotta see how your person acts when you have them hard conversations. Mm-hmm, when the conversation ain't easy, are they quick to give up? Or are they quick to run?
Right.
Now, for men, for women, it is easier for you all to express your emotions. Mm-hmm. For men, we let things build up. Mm-hmm. We let it build up. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you could just say one thing to us. Mm-hmm. And it could be something minor, but because we done let everything build up, we snap. And you looking at us like, you really snapping over that minor thing that I said? Mm-hmm. And it ain't even that. It's just that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think, too, as women, we have to make sure we create a safe space for men too, right? Mm-hmm. We already know it's hard for them to always communicate and share their feelings and their emotions. Again, I've had a man say to me, like when he would say something to me and I wouldn't always believe him, I would be like, are you being serious? Cause it would kind of just be random, you know? And he'd be like, you kind of mess me up when you kind of question. And I'm like, because I've not heard this side, seen this side. So it's kind of like, I'm not sure if you're being for real or if you're joking, right? But I also know that if a man has been hurt, if a man has been scarred or disappointed, even a little bit, their bounce back, y'all's bounce back ain't like women, right? Like, it's like we built to go through this stuff and we come out on the other side trying to continue to push through. Mostly because we've got kids and people directly to take care of, right? That sees us. So we got to keep that strong face on all the time, right? But I've learned too in my latter years that, you know, we have, as women, we have to create that safe space for men to feel vulnerable too, to be able to share those hard conversations. You know, I heard a story where, you know, a girl and a guy had gotten together. They had been dating, and she's supporting her family a lot and stays with, you know, one of her parents, and her person is staying in her place, and, you know, things are going on with his job. And because of who he is, instead of communicating with her about the financial aspect, because he's kind of taking care of all things in you know, in her home, while she's supporting, you know, her mom, instead of communicating with her, he kind of just lets things happen as far as the financial aspect of it. But because, to me, age and man, he doesn't want her to worry. But also she's thinking, I don't want to lose my stuff because your job is acting crazy on paying. You know what I'm saying? So just tell me so we can figure it out, right? Again, it's just the communication. We have to be willing to communicate. We've got to make it safe for them to communicate. Not that she isn't, because I definitely believe she is, but he's got to be trusting enough that she's not going to be mad or judgmental, right? She's gonna get mad when you lose something that she's, you know, got herself as a single woman, as a single mom. Communicate on the front end. Don't wait. You know, I have found myself saying to my person, tell me what's going on. What is it for real? Like, you're talking in circles. What is it? Like, what is it for real, right? But I find with him is he doesn't want to disappoint me or me to get upset, but I need you to tell me on the front end. Don't beat around the bush to say something just to make it where I won't be disappointed or my feelings hurt. I would rather my feelings be hurt and be disappointed if you're going to keep it real with me, right? Because I'm going to respect you on the front end versus being mad at you because I found out a different way. So be honest, communicate. Like, I feel like older generations, like our parents and our grandparents, they didn't have that communication. Not all. Some of them did, some of them didn't. And my parents always said, especially my mom, communication is so important. Communication is so important. You have to communicate. For me, the lack thereof is a deal breaker. And I'm willing to work with somebody, but they got to be willing to move forward in that communication area. You know what I'm saying? So I think that we too have to create a safe space for men to feel comfortable talking. Because like you said, James, it's hard for them to express themselves, for sure.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. A few months ago, we had a conversation, mm-hmm. and this reel went viral, low-key, where we talked about being a man's piece. Now, you just said you got to create that safe space. So my question to you is, has your stance on being that man's peace changed? Because for men, in order for us to have that safe space, you have to be our peace and not our headache.
So you
got to be our peace.
You don't remember my response. Obviously, James. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Come on.
Listen, you hear men all the time, all over social media, talking about, I want a woman to be my peace. I need her to be my peace. Okay, man, like I said before, you should have peace before you enter her peaceful space if she has peace, right? So has my stance changed on that? It has not changed. I desire peace. And just like the lack of communication is a deal breaker, you interrupting my peace is a deal breaker. If I've had to tell my daughter and my mom, hey, if y'all can't get on board with where I am emotionally and spiritually, you going to live with your daddy and mama. Hey, I talk to you when I talk to you. So if I can disconnect from the two people that I love most, including my daddy, but my daddy don't disrupt my peace. Daddy good.
Come on. Because I got a rebuttal for you.
If I don't know that I really can disconnect from them, but if I can say the threat to them, then I know I can say the same to a man. I don't want a man that is bringing disruption into my life, disturbing my peace. I don't want that. So just like you want me to be your peace, bruh. I need you to be my peace too. And that's just what it is, right? Because I'm bringing peaceful energy into our relationship. I need you to be on that same level with me. And so, no, my stance hasn't changed. You know, y'all want us to be y'all's, y'all want us to be y'all's peace. We want y'all to be our peace too. Because men can bring drama too, baggage and luggage and all of that.
So no. I like this question. What does it mean, James, it's clever today, when you say a man need a woman to be his peace? What does that look like to you?
Okay, Pastor. Go on and talk on it.
So for men, when we say that we need you to be our peace, what that means to us is not that we are not already bringing that peaceful energy to you, because a man that is any type of a man at all is going to come to the table bringing that peaceful energy to you. However, what we do not need from our woman is as soon as we get home, and as soon as we get home and we've been beat down by the rest of the world all day long already, it's to be beat down by you about something
on that, your heels nagging you.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like for us, when we say we need you to be our peace and not our headache, like, baby, give me a few minutes. Like, give me a couple of minutes to decompress. And then we can have this conversation. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge the fact that I am trying. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you may not be getting everything as you want out of me, but at least acknowledge the fact that, yo, okay, baby, I know you're not doing this, but I do understand that you are trying to give me everything that I need. Mm-hmm. If a man is not feeling like the things that he is doing is being at least received, and at least acknowledged, then guess what he's doing? He's going to walk away. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to be like, why am I even trying? Mm-hmm. Why am I even trying? Everything I do is wrong anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you the best that I got. Yes, I'm not perfect, but you're not perfect neither. Mm-hmm. Your breath stinks when you wake up in the morning, but we ain't talking about that.
Right.
Yeah. You don't cook breakfast the way that I want to cook, but we ain't talking about that.
Yeah.
At least acknowledge the fact that we are putting forth an effort.
Yeah.
And if that effort is not received, then guess what?
Yeah.
We walking away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most times when I think about when people say, be my peace, he don't want a woman that's a hellraiser, that's nagging, on his back, got trust issues, all of that stuff, right? And a woman, when she says, you know, if you hear a woman say, I need him to be my peace too, don't come with all the extra sidekicks, the women from the past and the extra kids I'm gonna find out later on in life, and keep it real. Like, don't have jealous tendency either. Women want a confident man, not necessarily cocky, but confident, right? Don't be a dude that we like, dude, straighten up. Like, I want a gentle dude. I want you to, if you want to cry, cry. I got you. This is us, right? But somebody that is acting whatever girly is, all women don't like that. You know, all women come correct. We want peace. You want peace. If I'm bringing peace, I do expect peace in return, for sure. Maisha said, we both have to learn and understand that I refuse to have to be strong as old as I am. It's the mindset and willingness from both. And, you know, again, I think that is something that we all agree on. Stephanie says she feels like it's definitely a matter of trust. She wants to be able to trust you for me to allow you to take the lead. You have to show me who you are. Facts. Because like I said, my person now has did that above and beyond through actions and words. And I've dated some good people, some cool people, some that I probably should have stayed away from, but one to make me feel like I do in this capacity, it's a new feeling for me, like a completely new feeling for me. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it. Like, I don't mind being soft Tevis when I'm with him. I don't mind being vulnerable when I'm with him. It's just almost natural for me to be that way, which I know if any family and friends is watching this, they're probably like, what? Who is this? But it's all good. Kevin said, I think the term strong sometimes is taken out of context and defined differently for men and women at times. I agree. Kevin, when you think of the word strong, when it comes to a woman, what do you feel that that means? James, when you hear women say or a man say a woman is too strong, what comes to your mind when a man says that a woman's too strong? Oh, I can't hear you.
Lord, I didn't put myself on mute. My bad.
You did a Daisy thing, okay? Daisy.
Yes. Yes.
You can pick on him now.
Look, but for me, when a man is saying that a woman is too strong, what he's really saying is she's not allowing him to be the man in the relationship. She is not allowing him to do what a man is supposed to do. If my job is to provide, protect, and to make sure you're straight, but if you're not allowing me to do that job for you, then why do you have me?
Okay. I can see that. Sugar Honey said, I mean, it goes deeper than... Okay, we talked about that. Now, I think, let me see, Danita said, I also believe that social media thinks we must act like a man and be the head and that submission is a wrong thing. The two pastors that we were on with at one time, they explained submission so well. Like, it completely changed my mind about submission, right? And so I looked up the term, what does submit mean? Means accepting or yielding to a superior force or the authority or will of another person, subject to particular process, treatment, or condition, present to a person or body for consideration or judgment. Origin, Latin, submitter, meaning to lower, reduce, or yield, right? Submit. I think about back in the day, barefoot and pregnant, when the man, what he said is what went. If not, he could physically or verbally abuse you, right? So back in the day, that was like, you know, I had a man say to me once, like, I would like to see how you are when you submit. And he said that to me, and I immediately took offense to him. I'm like, excuse my language, nigga, what you mean submit? Like, this is me, submit. I ain't submitting to nobody, you know what I'm saying? But the way those pastors described it was phenomenal. And I really wish I reached out to one of them to see if they could like tell me, but they didn't ever respond back. But I wanted to be able to bring that because it did give me a clearer view of submitting, right? So I guess to me, to submit at this point in my life, I don't take it as being a bad thing. I think it is truly allow that man to lead, which I never had a problem with. Lead, guide, support. I want to be a woman. I want to be a wife. I want to be a mom. I don't want to have to do everything all the time, right? So, that's my thing on submission. It doesn't have to be looked at as, you know, barefoot and pregnant and a man hitting you upside your head and everything he says go. Truly just being able to be know when you need to step up, because I'm a protector too. That's just my nature. I'm a protector, and I know that's backwards because men are supposed to be a protector, but baby, if somebody messing with you, they gonna mess with us. That's just how I roll, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if you say, baby, I got it, I'm gonna try to fall back, but if it look crazy, I'm gonna step back in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when it comes to certain things, I may be challenged, but I don't mind stepping back, especially if I feel that I can trust my person, right? If I feel like I can trust them. What do you think about submit, James? I can't hear you.
If I do not stop doing Daisy tonight, oh my goodness.
Daisy no more.
I can't talk about it no more. But for me, I think sometimes we look at submission and we always talking about what it means for the woman. We, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, as men, we are always talking about we want a Proverbs woman. We always talking about, oh, I want me a Proverbs woman, one that's a virtuous woman. I want one that's not going to, like, I want one that's going to be the one that is a woman that's going to bring out everything that I need. But what we forget is, in order to get a virtuous woman, you also got to be a 1 Corinthians 13 and 4, which where it talks about love. You can't be saying you want a Proverbs woman when you ain't willing to give her 1 Corinthians 13, where it's talking about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is all of these things. If you ain't willing to be patient with her, kind with her, and show her the love that she needs, you can't be a Proverbs. You can't say that you want a Proverbs woman. Because you are not aligning yourself in order to be, to get what you say that you want. A lot of times we look at submission and we say that it's only for the women, but it's for the man as well. We got to submit and be willing to relinquish control over certain things. We got to be willing to say, you know what? I don't have it all together. So baby, where I'm weak at, you pick up the ball. I don't mind admitting that my woman is better in certain things than me.
That's true. James, why is it hard for alpha males and alpha females to find the balance?
I think the reason why it's hard is because that we don't want to find the balance. We are stuck in toxicity. We are stuck in our ways. We are stuck in our toxic ways. We're stuck in doing things that we have been doing and how years is wrong. How dare you come to me and tell me what I'm doing is wrong. And like my sister said, Pastor Denita, like he said, adaptability.
James, you're breaking up.
All right, what about now?
Yes.
All right. So a lot of times, as my sister said, it's a lack of flexibility. Like Pastor Denita said, you don't want to be flexible. You want to do your thing and you can get with it or get gone. But in a marriage, it can't be about one person doing what they want to do. You got to find that balance and figure out what works for us. And what worked for our parents may not work for us. So let's not compare our relationship to our parents' relationship, our best friend's relationship. We comparing our marriage to what God has for us.
I agree. So for me, I think that, so why is it hard for alpha males and alpha females to find balance? And I feel like because they get in a power struggle with each other. Instead of leaning on each other's strengths, they feel like one must always be in charge or have the final say. Again, me repeating myself, I have learned in my recent relationships, when you truly love, care, and respect a woman, you won't respond to her strengths with rage or annoyance. You will learn to understand her why and show love and understanding. I'm learning that it's not about putting a strong woman in her place, but instead making the space safe for her, right? To be comfortable being, for her to be comfortable being her feminine self. So yes, an alpha man and an alpha female to me can balance it out if they're willing to. On the flip side, a woman should do the same. If you have a man that is trying to be the man and lead, provide, protect, and take care of things, allow him to do that. Give him a chance, even if you are used to doing it on your own. When he sees that you're nurturing in that feminine side, there's nothing he won't do for you, right? When you show the strong you, he will know how to calm it and he will learn to understand it instead of making it where you all are crashing and fussing and arguing. You know what I'm saying? So I think that they can work if they if they so choose to, right? If they really allow themselves to hear and communicate and listen to each other. I think that society puts, and we've said this, so much emphasis on alpha males and females because they are thinking the worst so much and they still are kind of stuck in what it was. But just like everything in life, all things evolve, right? Everything changes, everything grows. It may repeat itself, but it still is going to look a little bit differently, right? That's my take. So I guess, James, why do you think society puts an emphasis on alpha males and females?
To create that divide.
Mm-hmm.
To keep that divide going. Because in all honesty, if you don't keep it, if you keep that divide going, then what's going to happen is a community of people will perish because you're keeping that divide going.
Yeah. Jethro says, just as well as a woman don't want a nagging man, facts. At all. Crystal said, I don't think that is specific to women. That works both ways. What's the song? It's okay when you do it, but it's a problem when I do it. However, for the record, I don't do my man like that. I do believe there is a time and a place for difficult conversations. I agree. Yes. Okay.
Mm.
This is like I was looking. I won't date a quarter, marry a man that I can't trust to submit to. Yeah, you shouldn't. If you don't feel like you can be vulnerable with your person, you definitely don't need to marry him. That is real. Mm-hmm. That is real. James, you getting some props tonight, James. You talking tonight.
I see it.
Yes. Tiffany said a real man submits to God, and as he submits, the woman will gladly give herself over. True. Crystal said, regarding allowing a man to lead, in order for a woman to submit to a man, it takes a man to allow the woman to fall back into a safe space of following his lead. I am a very strong woman and have no problem following my mate because I trust his lead wholeheartedly. If a man can do so, most women will naturally follow suit. Again, creating that safe space, that trust, like it has to be there for sure. Mm-hmm. Pressure is built for shoulders, not hips. So let the man do the heavy lifting in certain situations.
Facts.
I'm learning that in this season of my life. It has not been easy because I've been used to doing it all by myself. So, I've had my dad and my person to step up this last week, and do some great things for me. And, you know, it's been hard. And it's so funny because both my parents is like, don't not ask, just ask. Because they know, like, I'm used to taking care of me and mine. You know, what they do for Ava is between them and Ava. But I'm used to taking care of it. So being in a space right now that has been uncertain for me has definitely been a transition for me. And I'm learning. I'm learning through it. I'm growing through it for sure. The Dr. Black statement, Black women have become more masculine out of necessity, not desire. He also said that the masculine energy that so many of our sisters have has been necessary and key for survival. He believes it comes from not being provided for or protected. It's deep rooted. However, helping a woman walk in her feminine, if they want to, isn't complicated. All a man must do is create an environment where they feel protected and emotionally, spiritually, and monetarily provided for. It's almost impossible for a woman who must hunt for and protect herself and her children to walk in terms of energy with love. A lot of times a woman doesn't want to be independent all the time. Sometimes she wants someone to lean on and depend on. But once she does depend on herself for so long, she must unlearn the habits she has had to create to survive alone, which is where I am. I've had to depend on me and lean on me for so long. So I'm having to unlearn and learn how to depend on somebody. I agree with what he's saying. I mean, I agree that, you know, that's what he's saying. A funny, and excuse my language, but I read a meme that said, I'm a nigga to a nigga, but I'm a woman to a man. That's real. Yeah. That's real. So, yeah.
That definitely needs to be a part two to this conversation.
Because we are definitely 12 minutes over.
And we barely scratched the surface. We barely scratched the surface.
So James, to conclude, do you feel like an alpha man and an alpha woman can work out?
If both of them are willing to submit to each other, but first off, submit to God and work together. Right. And realize where each other can help the other one build. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you coming in there with that mindset of, I got mine, you got yours, it ain't gonna work.
Yeah. Everybody that has been a part of the conversation tonight, definitely appreciate all this. The question, do you feel that a alpha man and an alpha woman, can they become one? Just put yes or no in the chat. Put yes or no in the chat. If you feel like you want to give an explanation, please do so. But show us. Show us what you truly think after all this conversation, which can go a million different ways and tune into different aspects of it. After hearing all of this, do you feel like an alpha man and an alpha woman can become one? Put yes or no in. Feel free to explain your reason if you want to. As always, thank you for being a part of Real Talk Monday. We knew this conversation was going to be a hit. Typically, relationship conversations are. and that's what I got. I think that they can as long as they lead with God, know God, communicate, listen and hear each other, and find their balance with each other and work on it together. I think that it's definitely possible.
So y'all, we thank y'all for rocking with us. Tune in a couple of weeks. We have another great conversation coming for y'all. July 17th, make sure that you have your kids around and everybody around you, your teenagers around you, because we're going to have a real talk conversation on Mental Health Monday for teens. This is going to be a little different than what y'all used to from Real Talk Monday. But yo, y'all know about Real Talk Monday, and one thing that we're good at is pushing the envelope and having them conversations that a lot of people are scared to have. So share this with your church, share this with your kids, share it with your kids' friends, share it with everybody. We have a therapist that's going to be on here on that day. We have some teenagers that's going to be on here that day. So definitely make sure that you tune in to this. And enjoy this conversation, y'all.
All right. Good night.
All right. Love y'all. Peace. Good night. And make sure y'all listen to the podcast, which releases at midnight tonight. So make sure y'all releasing it.
Yes. And I was just going to say, like and share. I didn't mean to cut you off, James. Like and share. Please.
And also, please listen to this announcement. Please, as we close out.
Hello, everyone. It's Alina L. Walker, and I want to take a moment and invite you to go to musicloveawards.com and vote for my family, Tevis, Dacia, and James H. Glover III for Podcast of the Year for Real Talk Monday. Listen up, voting starts May 15th, and all you have to do is go to musicloveawards.com and vote Real Talk Monday for Podcast of the Year. Thank you all so much, and you have a wonderful day. Bye.
Yes, yes, yes. Go over there and vote. That voting is still going on, and we'd appreciate your vote. Peace. Love y'all.